love and light and peace and blessings. Thanks for tuning in with Father's Idea. Here's the chapter, Be Creative Under Conscious Living. It doesn't matter what your creative outlet is. The act of creating something, of making it with your own hands, will elevate your spiritual energy. Oftentimes, we can get blocked in our creative efforts. Writers may experience writer's block, and artists may see a blank canvas in their mind's eye. To keep your creative ideas flowing, change up what you do or try working with a different medium. Mix it up, do something to enhance your creative flow. If you're an artist who draws in pen and ink, try painting with watercolors instead. Maybe you're a writer for a local sports column. How about trying your hand at a short story? There are a million ways to be creative. You just have to tap into the channel you enjoy the most. Excuse me. Even if you feel that you don't have a creative bone in your body, you can find something creative that you enjoy doing. You may discover that by enjoying and appreciating artwork, stories, or the creativity behind a spectacular event that someone else created, you will find inspiration for your own project. Maybe you enjoyed a flower arrangement at a wedding and decided to make one for a friend's ceremony and discovered you were really good at it. Don't close yourself off to creative ventures just because you don't consider yourself a creative person. Release your inner creator to make your own kind of masterpiece. Release your inner creator to make your own kind of masterpiece. Be creative, and this is coming from 365 ways to raise your frequency, simple tools to increase your spiritual energy for balance, purpose, and joy, created by Melissa Everest.